Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 24th of September 2009 and the time is 12:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Julia Garthwaite, I'm 41 and I come from Woodford.
How are you?
Nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I don't know, I suppose it's because it's the unknown, it's something that you don't normally do, so I'm just a bit, yeah, it's not heights or anything, it's just going up there, I suppose. Yeah.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Oh, so many people have asked me this because I really didn't think I'd get picked, and it was just a bit of a laugh. I just thought, you know, if I see something that you enter that you might win something or you might get picked for something, I put in for it. And, you know, normally I don't ever get picked for anything, so I just did it literally as a laugh. I hadn't planned any further than that.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then?
I was in work and I opened up my email and I hadn't looked at it for a while and it was there, and I just remember sitting there with my mouth hanging open, and then I got up and walked around a bit and then went and spoke to one of my friends and said, showed him the email, and she said, well, you're going to have to say yes, you can't turn this down. And everything just went on from there. I started to think about what I wanted to do and made some phone calls, and probably by the end of the day I'd got it sorted out what I was going to do.
And how did you decide how you're going to spend your hour?
Well, I going to go up there dressed as a big baby. The reason for this is because I wanted to do something for a charity, and I wanted to do something for a smaller charity that people don't usually hear about, or it's, in this case, it's one that you don't realise exists until you need it. The charity's Bliss, and they look after premature, very small and ill babies. They give advice and support to the families. And when my nephew was born premature last year, they offered invaluable support, and that's how I found out they existed. So I thought that they would be the ideal ones to represent, you know, to raise awareness about, and hopefully raise a little bit of cash as well. I've got people sponsoring me to dress up as a baby, so yeah.
And why did you decide you wanted to do something for charity?
I'm not a performer, I'm not a particularly confident person, I'm not an exhibitionist, you know. I mean, I wish I was, I wish I could go up there and, you know, treat it like a Big Brother audition or something like that, but I just don't really feel like I can, I don't feel confident enough to go up there in my own right and say, this is me. I would never be confident enough to just go up there and read a book. I admire people that do, but I feel like perhaps I should make more advantage of the time and do it for a charity. Yeah.
And how did you come to get your costume?
I looked on the internet. You can buy just about anything there. I didn't have time to make it, obviously, because it's not very long from when you find out until the time you go up. So, yeah, I just looked on the internet and managed to find it there.
Can I ask you to describe your outfit?
It's brighter pink than I expected when I opened the parcel. I thought it was going to be baby pink. It's edging on almost fluorescent pink, and it's like a little dress and a bonnet and a bib that unfortunately says kiss me on it, but you know, that's fine, no one's going to get near me on the plinth. And I've got some little bloomers on as well, so you know. Oh yes, and I've got red cheeks and freckles, and I keep on scratching my face and smudging it, but it's not what I look like as a baby, but or any babies that I know, in fact, but it's my interpretation.
And how are you feeling about standing on the fourth plinth tonight?
Now I'm beginning to feel calmer. I've been really nervous all week and it's been building up and building up, but now once you get here, everybody's so friendly, and it, you know, it's just take the momentum of it all takes over. You're going up, basically, you know, don't worry about it. So I'm feeling a lot better now.
What happened when your nephew was born premature?
Well, it was all very dramatic. He was 10 or 11 weeks early, so nobody was ready for him, bless him. we got a phone call, myself and my partner, while we were at work. My partner rushed to Northamptonshire, where he was being born. I missed him literally by half an hour. He was born, and straight into the special babies unit, where he stayed for a few weeks. And yeah, now he's big and healthy, and he's fine. They looked after him very well, and like I said, Bliss gave, you know, the family loads of advice and support, and they campaign for, you know, good care in hospitals for special babies.
Did that have quite an impact on you, that experience?
I think it did, yes. I mean, like, you know, obviously we all just rallied round and did what we could, and you know, you don't think about things too much, you just get on with it. But obviously, yes, it has affected me. I have other nieces and nephews, and they were born, you know, on time or perhaps a little bit late. I hadn't seen, you know, Gethin wasn't a particularly small premature baby, but he was still the smallest baby that I'd seen. So we weren't allowed to touch him or anything, and it was, yeah, it was, did affect you. And but you know, he's great now, just normal, happy. I wouldn't even say he's a baby now. He's like 15 months, but he's like a little boy. He's like, you know, big, healthy little boy.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
There's not much to say, really. I'm like, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm quite shy. I'm a librarian, but I like to think that doesn't, you know, go hand in hand, being shy and being a librarian. And I just, you know, have a partner who I love, and friends and family that I love, and I just live my life, you know, the best I can, really. Just a normal person.
Where do you come from originally?
Originally from Norfolk. I'm hoping that I've dropped most of my accent, because I was quite broad. But originally from Norfolk, but I've been living in London, when I came to university, so for quite a few years now.
What did you study at university?
I've got 3 degrees. I studied marine and freshwater biology as a BSc, then an MSc in aquatic biosciences, and then I did my MA in information studies, which is my librarianship qualification.
And what was your route through those different degrees?
Oh, like a career plan, or there wasn't one? I was quite idealistic when I was 18. I wanted to work for Greenpeace and single-handedly save the whale and everything. You don't get that many jobs in marine biology. They're very competitive, and there are some very bright people out there, and you know, unfortunately I'm just average, really. And I just, you know, carried on working in shops and supermarkets while I was doing my degrees, and applied for a job in a library because of the customer service side in the shops. It applied to libraries, got the job. After about 6 months, they said, we'll pay for you to do your master's because we think you're, you know, you'd make a good librarian. So they paid for it, and that was it. So just kind of fell into it, really, like most people do in anything in life.
And what library do you work in?
I work for UCL, University College London. I run one of the medical libraries.
And what's that like for you?
It's interesting. It's you feel like you're making a difference. You know, you're helping students. I do a fair amount of teaching, and you know, you're helping train people, even though it is quite remotely. But to become doctors, we always need doctors. And any other kind of allied health profession as well. So, yeah, it's good. I always feel like, you know, I'm making a difference in my own small way.
What do you teach?
Well, we teach, you know, how to search the internet properly. Don't believe everything you read on there. Think about academic information, searching databases, how to reference properly, you know, make sure you don't plagiarise, all the things that they really need, the basic skills when they're searching for information for their projects and essays and things like that.
And outside of work, what are your passions in life?
Still marine biology. I still really find that interesting, and basically the natural world, full stop. I find all of that interesting. You know, we like to go walking, I do a lot of gardening. I'm quite green fingered, which is nice. Like going to the cinema and the theatre, going to see bands, the usual things that most people do, really.
How do you describe yourself?
Physically or as a person, you mean?
As a person.
As a person? Just average. Just an average person. A bit quiet. But yeah, with sometimes a slightly evil sense of humour, I tend to find things funny that other people don't, so.
What's happening for you at the moment? What's important to your life at the moment?
At this exact moment, my job's always been very important to me. Very important. You know, I want to do well and, you know, keep on going forward and upwards. My family, of course, are important. You know, my brother, because I don't have a huge family, my brother is massively important to me. And you know, my friends that I've had since school, my friends that I've made in all the different places I've worked, you know, all of that is important. I spend a lot of time, you know, making sure that I'm always keeping in touch and meeting up with people.
Who are you doing this for today, standing on the fourth plinth?
I'm doing it for all the families and all the babies that need help, be they born too soon or too small or too sick. And, you know, for my nephew as well, you know, to say thank you to Bliss for helping out.
What do you think about the One Another project?
Oh, I think it's good. I've been, you know, tuning in and watching it even before I knew I was going to be on it. And it's interesting to see all the different things people do and all the different ideas that they come up with. You know, sometimes it's like, how do they even think of that? I admire everybody who's gone up. They've all done brilliant things. Or if they've just sat there and read or listened to their, you know, music or things like that, I admire that as well, because, you know, they've got the confidence to go up and say, this is me. You know, take it or leave it, but this is what I'm going to do.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations yourself about your hour?
I don't want to be heckled by any drunks at this hour, but I think I'm okay. You know, it's early Thursday morning. I think I'll be all right. So that's my fear. My hope is that there'll be enough people around. I've got some sweeties I wanted to throw down. Hopefully there'll be some people who'll ask me why I'm up there and what I'm doing. And I'm just hoping that you know, my friends who said they'd tune in online will be doing so.
You're going to be dressed as a baby. Is there anything that you're going to be doing on the plinth
that's baby like? I'm not going to crawl around or anything like that. I don't think I'd be able to get up again. Baby like, I've got some sweets. I'll probably eat some of them, actually, but that's probably adult-like as well. And I've got some toys. I've got a teddy up there. I might use them as a pillow to sit on, actually, because it's, you know, I don't want to sit on cold concrete. But, and I've got my dummy, and I've got a little quite a large inflatable bottle. But I'm not going to... My brother did want me to throw a tantrum, but I'm not going to.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part?
The messages on my webpage mainly say, we think you're mad, we think you're bonkers, but it's kind of like as a joke. A lot of them can't believe I'm doing it. I can't believe I'm doing it, really. I don't think they expected it from me. So, but, you know, they're pleased, and I've got lots of sponsors out of it. So, I'm getting a lot of support, and I'm very grateful for it.
Any closing words, anything that you would like to say before you go up there?
No, do you know what? I never thought of anything. I haven't got anything deep or meaningful to say or anything. I'm just I hope I have a good time, and I hope the person before me did, I hope the person after me does, and I hope all the other people do as well.
Thank you very much.
Okay.